Some of that pre-production began earlier this summer. The Indigo Girls did some work on a few of their new songs at John's studio, like this one, Secure Yourself to Heaven. I spoke to Amy Ray, one side of the folk rock duo from Atlanta, who's got words of praise for the Athens studio.
This is one of our favorite places. It's our second favorite place to live besides Atlanta.
You have quite a following.
People have been good. I think that actually it was our third recording in Athens, which was a full-length album, and that's what I think that kind of helped get Athens people interested in us, because it was like taking part in the Athens scene and sort of putting something into it by using their industry to do, you know, to do our album, because we felt like their facilities were so good.
So it made a little special for people in Athens.
Yeah, and it made it special for us too.
Would you say that an album kind of makes or breaks a group?
An independent release, you mean? Like,
well, I mean, you know, an album lets people listen to you all the time. You know, they can go
home
and
say yes. I mean, if you're talking about like as a means of like promotion and stuff and what people hear, the way it breaks is or makes a group is if it gets some radio play. I mean, like college stations, because usually people won't just go buy the album unless people are playing it. I mean, word of mouth can do it too. But if the album's good, it's going to be the best thing in the world you could have. That's what I think.
How's this album done that John produced?
Oh, it's done incredibly, incredibly well. Like, we just sold more times than we thought we would sell it, and it's still selling real well, and the comments we always get are how good the production is and stuff like that. And I think it's just so clean and such a good reproduction of exactly what we sound like that people can feel safe telling other people to buy it to represent what we do. They don't go, well, don't get the album, go see them live. They say, go get the album, because that sounds like them. I mean, it's not exactly like us, but it's closer than anyone else has got. So
that's great. What's it like to work with John?
Well, he's really modest, very, very modest. He's got a really dry sense of humor. He's very patient, and he doesn't say much. It's wonderful. He's so good at what he does. He's so quick. It's like you don't waste any time. You don't even have to ask him any questions. He knows, you know, exactly what's going on inside your head while you're in there, and he just takes care of everything. And he's a sweetheart too. I mean, he's nice, and he's funny. But it takes a little while to get to know him, like a few hours, a couple days, however fast you work. He's very dry. That's what I'd say about it. He'll love that. One thing about John is that he's one of the best musicians we've ever worked with, just as far as a musician goes. Whenever we needed a part on a song, he played. Like a slide guitar, tambourine, drums, any bass, anything. He can do it. And that's one of the most amazing things about him.
That helps a lot, especially in a small studio.
Yeah, when you're doing an independent release, you can't pay people to come in, or you don't have the people available at that split second that you want to try something. To have someone like John who can say, oh, well, I'll just run this bass line down real quick so you can hear what it sounds like, that's like really cool.
Oh,
that's like the old
letter.
Yeah.
That makes a difference between one studio and another. How does, you know, you guys have just signed with Epic, so now you have some money, and that's a little different. When you didn't have much money to work with, you were limited in your funds and maybe limited in your knowledge of what was out there. How does John measure up as far as pricing and the various different...
John is, like, really cheap. Even for an independent studio, he's cheap.
He told me he was, like, mid-prime.
I mean, he's worth every penny of it. I mean, he could charge more. That's what I mean. He could charge like twice as much. But I shouldn't tell him that, because then he will. I think his prices have gone up. The industry, in the record industry, he's considered the best as far as, I mean, labels, all the people that work at labels and stuff always compliment him. As far as demos, pre-production, independent releases. But he doesn't do the big operation for a major label. I mean, he would need a pretty big studio to do that, and he knows that. I mean, it's not like he's not good enough. He just doesn't do that. But we're going to use him for a pre-production on our Epic record, and they're all for it. So it's
tell me a little bit about that. I mean, How did you come to an agreement with Epic?
About using John?
Yeah.
We had time reserved already for October for us. We were going to do an independent release again. And we got this deal, and we said, well, we already have this time, so we want to use it. And they said, well, great, we'll just do all your pre-production in Athens. And we'll bring Scott Litt down, who is R.E.M.'s producer, who John has worked with, to help out with the pre-production so John can give Scott his ideas and all that kind of stuff. They respect him a lot, so he's sort of a real important ingredient in the whole process of pre-production and album making and stuff.
That's all the time we have this morning for Perspective. We've been talking this morning with John Keane, a developing talent on the recording side of the music industry who makes his home here in Athens. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Mindy Larkham, and you can join me again next Sunday morning at 9:30 for Perspective right here on AM Stereo 960 WRFC.